Amazon 5-star Theater presents Real Customer Reviews, performed by a real serious improv podcaster. Tonight's review, Furby. I bought a Furby as a nostalgic joke. Joke's on me. Day one, adorable. Giggles, wiggles its ears, says, me love you. Day three, woke me up at 3 a.m. whispering in Furbish. I think it summoned something. Day five, I'm starting to ask it for life advice. Day seven, it blinked at me like it knew. I blinked back. We've reached an understanding. I fear it. I love it. 5 stars, Aaron M. Find your perfect gift this holiday on Amazon.
If you run a Shopify store, listen up. Shopify has got you covered for selling, but when your shipping volume grows and you're juggling multiple plugins just to get orders out the door, you need tools that can keep up. Stop duct taping your shipping workflow and use the tools that work better together, like Shopify and ShipStation. Think of ShipStation as Shopify's dedicated shipping partner. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels to save you time and money by automating the entire order fulfillment process, from syncing your orders all the way through inventory management and returns. Automate the rate browser to select the lowest rates on shipments, with discounts up to 90% off major carriers like USPS, UPS, and FedEx. No wonder businesses that use ShipStation grow 3 times faster on average and ship 15 times more orders. See how ShipStation can help you scale and boost your Shopify sales. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
The clock's running out on December deal drops at Lowe's, but there's still time to wrap up something they'll love. Shop great gifts under $50, like the DeWalt Elite Series 100-piece bit set. Plus, if you order by 2 p.m., you get same-day delivery by 8 p.m. Shop December deal drops while you can. Lowe's. We help, you save.
Running a Shopify store and drowning in shipping chaos? ShipStation can fix this for you. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels with advanced automation, batch processing, and shipping discounts that a single platform just doesn't offer. Like discounts up to 90% off major carriers. See how ShipStation can make shipping for your Shopify store better. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
This is Hidden Killers Week in Review.
A look back at the most prolific stories of the week.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
Oh, Stillwater, Oklahoma. There seems to be a bit of an issue going on. I don't even know what to call it. I really don't. You know the Jesse Butler case. We've talked about it. 18-year-old kid convicted on 10 essay-related charges, strangled one of his victims so badly the doctor said she was 30 seconds from dying. 30 seconds. And this kid, this one right here, walks out of court with community service. Community service! Mom by his side, you know, oh, poor little baby, all that bullshit. Jesse, I just want you to know we're not going to forget about you. We're going to remember you, and we're going to keep bringing up your name and your face and where you live and all that stuff for basically ever. We're going to keep talking about Stillwater if that's where you want to reside. I mean, if you move, we'll figure that out too. We'll let everybody know about that. Everyone needs to know who you are, where you are, and what you've done. And we're going to keep letting that be known. You are never going to live this down. I just want you to know that we are dedicated. We are so dedicated to it. Just like you were dedicated to strangling your girlfriend to almost kill her, we're dedicated the same way to you. Okay? We got your back. So wherever you go, whatever name you choose, or you try to alter your looks, you're never going to hide. You will always be known. We're going to do that, so is everyone else. So just be aware as you enter this big old world of life, oh, the places you will go or won't, you'll be known. You will be known. So that story blew up. National news, protests outside the courthouse, state lawmakers calling for a grand jury. People are furious, and they should be. But here's what landed on my desk this week. There's another one. Different kids, same town, same charges, same DA's office. His name is Kenyon Rion Porter. 18 years old now, Stillwater, Oklahoma. Now, I want to be clear right out of the gate. Porter has been charged, not convicted. He's presumed innocent until proven guilty in a court of law. That's how this works. But folks, I want to tell you the parallels between these two cases are striking. I mean, we're talking about two cases that look almost identical on paper. Both defendants were 17 at the time of the alleged crimes. Both are charged with first-degree SA. Both are charged with domestic assault and battery by strangulation. Both allegedly attacked teenage girls they were in relationships with. Same playbook, same alleged violence, same county. But here's where it gets interesting. Jesse, his dad, was the former director of operations for Oklahoma State football. The judge who gave Butler youthful offender status, well, she's got 2 degrees from OSU. Butler had a private defense attorney, Canyon Porter. He just applied for a public defender. A little different. And I'm sitting here thinking, okay, let's see how this plays out. Let's see if the system treats these two guys the same. Because if it doesn't, if Porter goes to prison while Butler is at home checking in with a counselor and doing his little community service hours, then we're going to have some serious questions to answer about what that leniency was really about. Let me walk you through both of these cases because the details matter. We'll start with Jesse here. March 25, Jesse Mack Butler is charged with an adult or charged as an adult with 10 felony counts. Two victims, both girls from Stillwater High School, both girls he dated. First victim is identified in the court system only as LS. She was 16. She dated Butler for about 3 months in early 24. And during that relationship, according to the police affidavit, Butler repeatedly SA'd her. And when she said no, he strangled her. And according to her statement to investigators, he allegedly told her that if she resisted, he was going to kill her family or something along those lines. 16 years old, being threatened with the murder of her family, her boyfriend, the one making these alleged accusations. The second victim, folks, this one's hard to even talk about. And this is why when I walk into this studio and this here, this is not a green screen. These are actual screens behind me. When this fucker's face is up here, when I walk into the studio and it's on this screen, I have a very hard time not punching the screen. Now, I'm not a violent person. I've never punched anyone in my life, to be completely honest with you. But I'm telling you, this screen, if you see like a big old, it's messed up, it's because that kid's face is on it. This is literally like the fourth time I'm recording this because every time I've gotten so angry and upset and just off the rails on what I think should happen to this kid that I have to walk back. And I'm not, and I'm just a bystander, I'm just a dad many miles away. No connection to these people personally whatsoever. Just been following this damn case. I cannot imagine the enragement that must be going on in this town by these dads, especially the parents of these victims. Yeah. Cannot imagine. You'd have to like restrain me if I was dad, because this little fucker wouldn't be breathing anymore if I was dad to one of these girls. Just saying, not calling for violence, not anything. I'm just saying it is so goddamn enraging. Okay. Whew. I want to get through this story and not have to try and do this a fifth time. So we just talked about the first one. The second victim. Her doctor testified that during one of these strangulation attacks, she was 30 seconds from death. 30 seconds. She needed surgery on her neck. And when police got Butler's phone, they found videos of him assaulting the girl, videos of him choking her. He filmed it because he apparently liked it. People like this don't change. Society needs to change so we don't keep pretending that. So we start eliminating these people off the face of the planet before they do it again. Because the odds of them doing it again, pretty fucking high. So what was he charged with? What did we do as a society? What did Stillwater in their infinite wisdom decide to do to prevent him from going out and killing someone else or killing someone or ruining their life or essaying them and traumatizing them? Well, he got charged with attempted essay in the first degree, 2 counts. Essay by instrumentation, 3 counts. Essay battery, forcible oral sodomy, domestic assault, and battery by strangulation, 2 counts, domestic assault and battery, and violating a protective order. 11 charges. 78 years potential prison time. You know what he got? Daily check-ins, a curfew, weekly counseling, and a mom that doesn't seem to realize the little monster that she raised. No social media and 150 hours of community service. That's it. And here's the kicker. If he makes it to his 19th birthday without violating the terms of his rehabilitation plan, his record gets wiped and he can do whatever he wants and no one will know the difference except we all know his name and we know what town he lives in and we know what he looks like and we'll find him. We'll keep letting you know. He doesn't have to register as a sex offender. It's like it never happened. Except for those 2 victims, they'll live with those scars for the rest of their lives. Meanwhile, one of his victims is living with the physical and psychological damage of being strangled nearly to death. The other one is trying to get through high school, knowing the guy who raped her and threatened to murder her family is walking around free. How does this happen? Well, Oklahoma has this thing called the Youthful Offender Act, and on paper, it makes sense. It's supposed to give kids who make mistakes a shot at rehabilitation instead of throwing them into an adult prison system. But here's the problem. There's no carve-out. There's no exception that says, hey, maybe if you raped 2 girls and strangled one of them nearly to death, you don't get to use this. But Butler's attorney, Derek Chance, cut a deal with the DA. They go to a special judge, Susan Worthington, and ask her to change Butler's status from adult to youthful offender. The victim's families begged them not to do it. They begged. Both mothers were vehemently opposed to the deal. They wanted their day in court. Their daughters were willing to testify. Didn't matter. No, because Judge Susan Worthington, she knows better. On July 24th, she granted youthful offender status. Butler pled no contest in August, and instead of 78 years in prison, he gets rehabilitation plans supervised by the Office of Juvenile Affairs. Now, here's where the questions start. Butler's father, Mac Butler, is a former director of operations for Oklahoma State University football. Judge Susan Worthington holds 2 bachelor's degrees from Oklahoma State. I'm not saying the judge made her decision because of those connections. I'm not saying that's what happened. I don't know. I don't have proof of that. And I'm not going to pretend I do. But I am saying when the optics look this bad, people are going to ask questions and they should. State Representative J.J. Humphrey, he's a former law enforcement guy. He's running for lieutenant governor. He's been all over the case, and he didn't mince words when he talked to the Oklahoman. He said, to go from more than 75 years in prison to 100-something hours of community service, that's sketchy as hell. He went further. He asked publicly whether political favor played a role. He said, does it absolutely smack of political favor that you're going to erase rapes and sexual heinous crimes so that you can give this guy a slap on the wrist and tell these families they don't matter? Humphrey has filed a petition for a grand jury investigation. He wants answers. A lot of people want answers. The problem with that, you're asking the system to investigate itself. So you may need a federal investigation on this. Not that it's actually going to go back and get this guy in jail or prison, that ship has sailed. But the people who made the decision to not put him there, maybe we can put them in prison. Maybe some laws were violated there. Now, let's talk about the new case, Canyon Porter. December 1st, 25, just weeks after the protest over Butler, the Payne County DA charged another Stillwater teenager with rape. Canyon Ryan Porter, 18 years old. 17 at the time of his alleged crime. Again, I cannot stress this enough. Porter is charged, not convicted. He's presumed innocent. Everything I'm about to tell you comes from the probable cause affidavit and police reports. These are allegations. According to that affidavit, on November 10th, of 25, Stillwater police responded to a SA call at 3:25 in the morning. A 16-year-old girl reported that Porter had allegedly SA'd her and strangled her. She also reported that he bit her on the face and neck during the alleged attack, like you do. Officers noted injuries to her neck and face that they said were consistent with bite marks. What the hell are these kids learning? Here's how the incident allegedly unfolded. According to the document, the victim's father walked in during the encounter. He told police he couldn't see exactly what was happening, so he assumed they were just kissing. He goes to get his wife. Mom comes in and the girl is crying. According to the mother's statement, the girl said she didn't want to have the relationship with Porter. Porter allegedly fled the residence and made suicidal statements. The victim's father actually brought him back to wait for the police. Sometimes, you know, when people make statements like that after they've done horrible things, in the words of Mel Brooks, let them. Let them. If you did this horrible thing and you're like, I'm going to end it. Okay. And should I feel bad? Should I be like, no, your life is worth saving. You have so much to offer. Fuck that. You have nothing to offer. You're doing this to a human being. And in this case, this dad would be like, to his daughter. And you're threatening to end it? Good. Can I help? Oh, wait, I don't want to go to jail. Go ahead. Have fun. Do whatever you think you need to do. Now, Porter is telling a different story. He told investigators the encounter was consensual. He said things got rough. He said that his hand was on her cheek, not her throat. Yeah. That's how strangulation works. But during a forensic interview at the Seville Center, the victim stated that Porter applied pressure to her neck and that it caused difficulty breathing. Porter is charged with first degree rape, domestic assault, and battery by strangulation, and misdemeanor domestic assault and battery. If convicted, he's looking at 5 years to life in prison. Again, these are the allegations. He was arrested on his 18th birthday, and he's currently sitting in Payne County Jail on $30,000 bond. And according to the Stillwater News Press, he's applied for indigent defense, a public defender, basically. So, the question here. Two cases, two defendants, both 17 at the time of the alleged conduct, both charged with rape and strangulation, both in Payne County, both technically eligible for youthful offender status under Oklahoma law. But one of them, the one who's already been convicted, has a father who was the former director of operations for OSU football. He had a private attorney. He got a judge, an OSU grad. The other one is sitting in a jail cell waiting for a public defender. And here's the thing. I don't know how Porter's case is going to play out. His preliminary hearing is January 4th. We're going to find out whether the DA's office offers him a similar deal. Now, I'm not saying they should. I'm saying if he's guilty of this, it needs to be tried and he needs to go away. But I'm saying we got to watch what happens here, because whether a judge grants him the same status, whether he gets the same shot at walking out with community service, and either outcome raises serious questions. If Porter gets youthful offender treatment, then okay, maybe the system is consistent. It's not good, but that means we've decided as a society that you can allegedly rape and strangle a teenage girl at 17 and get community service for it. What a lovely message to send to those teen boys. That's the standard that you're setting. Is that the message that you really want to send? If Porter doesn't get it, if he goes to prison while Jesse Butler is at home playing with Legos and breastfeeding. I mean, and Butler is at home under a curfew. Yeah. I'm not saying he's breastfeeding, but I do wonder, like, how long was that going on for? It's a fair question, I think, in life. It's like, if you're this coddled, you're this disconnected from reality, you think you can get away with these sort of things. How long were you coddled? How long was that going on? I'm not saying anything. I'm just asking the question. I think it's a fair question. Then we have to ask some real, and I'm thinking like into teen years, maybe. I'm no, not really. I hope not. Then we have to ask some really uncomfortable questions. We have to ask whether the Butler deal was really about rehabilitation and Oklahoma law, or whether it was about who his family was, who they knew, what they could afford. And I'm not saying I have an answer, but I'm saying we need to be paying attention, because what happens in these two cases is going to tell us a lot about how justice actually works in Payne County and maybe in this country. I want to share something with you, too, because I think it's important to remember that there are real people behind these cases, real victims, real families. One of the mothers from the Butler case, her daughter was one of the two victims. She talked to the media about what it was like watching this deal go down. She said, "I was sobbing. I was begging her not to do this deal. I told the DA I don't want him to get away with this because I cannot know that another mother is going to have to go through what I went through. Another mother." That's what she was thinking about, that some other girl's mom was going to have to live through this nightmare. And you know what? The DA, the woman she's talking to, the woman who makes this decision, female. Second mother submitted a victim impact statement to the court, and I want to read part of it to you because it matters. She wrote, "My daughter has handled this with more strength than most adults could. She still shows up to school, still cheers, still smiles, even when people who should have been protecting her didn't. Watching her stay brave while adults failed her has been both inspiring and heartbreaking." And then she wrote, "She is not broken. She is not fragile. She is strong. But the cost of that strength is something most won't see. The missed school days, the sleepless nights, the therapy appointments, the anxiety attacks, the physical pain, the battle to keep showing up while carrying something she never asked for. That's what this is about. That's what we're fighting for." So where do we go from here? Jesse Butler had a compliance hearing on December 8th. They're checking to make sure he's following his rehabilitation plan. And as of now, he remains free. Kenyon Porter's preliminary hearing is January 4th. We'll see what happens. We'll see what the DA does. We'll see if the court treats him the same way. And folks, I'll be watching both of these cases because what happens here matters. It matters for Stillwater. It matters for Oklahoma. It matters for every community in this country where the question is whether justice depends on who you know and what you can afford. Representative Humphrey is pushing for legislative reform. He wants to close what he calls a loophole in the youthful offender statute. He wants to make sure that violent sexual offenders can't use it to avoid accountability. There's also a petition circulating demanding that the Payne County DA's office change how they handle cases, specifically that youthful offender status not be offered in cases involving this. SA, strangulation, multiple victims. Because here's what I keep coming back to. The question isn't just what happens to Jesse Butler. It isn't just what happens to Kenyon Porter. The question is what happens to the next girl? What happens? What messages are we sending? What are we telling young women about what happens when they come forward? What are we telling young men about consequences? I don't have all the answers. I wish I did, but I know what I believe. And I believe those girls in Stillwater deserve better. I believe their mothers deserve better. And I believe the system is supposed to protect victims, not shield pieces of shit like Jesse Butler. And I believe we need to keep asking these questions loudly until we get the answers that make sense. And we need to keep reminding everyone, anywhere this guy goes, who he is, and what he did for the rest of his God-given life. Everywhere you want to be, Jesse, so will we, reminding everyone of who you are. Got your back. Give me your thoughts in the comment section on YouTube, please. Would love to hear them. Share this, please. Why? I mean, I don't ask for sharing a lot, but share this. Because more people need to learn about this. If they don't know what the hell's going on, this guy's name needs to be known far and wide forever. Share it once a year. Share it once a month. Share it once a week. Share it once a day somewhere new. I hope this guy, the second he walks out of his mom's basement, someone's on the sidewalk yelling, "Rapist!" That's the kind of life this guy deserves to live until he can't do it no more. And that may be old age and maybe something else. We'll just have to wait and see. Until next time, my name's Tony Bruschi. We'll talk again.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
The clock's running out on December deal drops at Lowe's, but there's still time to wrap up something they'll love. Shop great gifts under $50, like the DeWalt Elite Series 100-piece bit set. Plus, if you order by 2 p.m., you get same-day delivery by 8 p.m. Shop December deal drops while you can. Lowe's. We help, you save.
If you run a Shopify store, listen up. Shopify's got you covered for selling, but when your shipping volume grows and you're juggling multiple plugins just to get orders out the door, you need tools that can keep up. Stop duct taping your shipping workflow and use the tools that work better together, like Shopify and ShipStation. Think of ShipStation as Shopify's dedicated shipping partner. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels to save you time and money by automating the entire order fulfillment process, from syncing your orders all the way through inventory management and returns. Automate the rate browser to select the lowest rates on shipments, with discounts up to 90% off major carriers like USPS, UPS, and FedEx. No wonder businesses that use ShipStation grow 3 times faster on average and ship 15 times more orders. See how ShipStation can help you scale and boost your Shopify sales. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
The clock's running out on December deal drops at Lowe's, but there's still time to wrap up something they'll love. Shop great gifts under $50, like the DeWalt Elite Series 100-piece bit set. Plus, if you order by 2 p.m., you get same-day delivery by 8 p.m. Shop December deal drops while you can. Lowe's. We help, you save.
If you run a Shopify store, listen up. Shopify's got you covered for selling, but when your shipping volume grows and you're juggling multiple plugins just to get orders out the door, you need tools that can keep up. Stop duct taping your shipping workflow and use the tools that work better together, like Shopify and ShipStation. Think of ShipStation as Shopify's dedicated shipping partner. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels to save you time and money by automating the entire order fulfillment process, from syncing your orders all the way through inventory management and returns. Automate the rate browser to select the lowest rates on shipments, with discounts up to 90% off major carriers like USPS, UPS, and FedEx. No wonder businesses that use ShipStation grow 3 times faster on average and ship 15 times more orders. See how ShipStation can help you scale and boost your Shopify sales. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
The clock's running out on December deal drops at Lowe's, but there's still time to wrap up something they'll love. Shop great gifts under $50, like the DeWalt Elite Series 100-piece bit set. Plus, if you order by 2 p.m., you get same-day delivery by 8 p.m. Shop December deal drops while you can. Lowe's. We help, you save.
Running a Shopify store and drowning in shipping chaos? ShipStation can fix this for you. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels with advanced automation, batch processing, and shipping discounts that a single platform just doesn't offer. Like discounts up to 90% off major carriers. See how ShipStation can make shipping for your Shopify store better. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
The clock's running out on December deal drops at Lowe's, but there's still time to wrap up something they'll love. Shop great gifts under $50, like the DeWalt Elite Series 100-piece bit set. Plus, if you order by 2 p.m., you get same-day delivery by 8 p.m. Shop December deal drops while you can. Lowe's. We help, you save.
Running a Shopify store and drowning in shipping chaos? ShipStation can fix this for you. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels with advanced automation, batch processing, and shipping discounts that a single platform just doesn't offer. Like discounts up to 90% off major carriers. See how ShipStation can make shipping for your Shopify store better. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
The clock's running out on December deal drops at Lowe's, but there's still time to wrap up something they'll love. Shop great gifts under $50, like the DeWalt Elite Series 100-piece bit set. Plus, if you order by 2 p.m., you get same-day delivery by 8 p.m. Shop December deal drops while you can. Lowe's. We help, you save.
Running a Shopify store and drowning in shipping chaos? ShipStation can fix this for you. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels with advanced automation, batch processing, and shipping discounts that a single platform just doesn't offer. Like discounts up to 90% off major carriers. See how ShipStation can make shipping for your Shopify store better. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
The clock's running out on December deal drops at Lowe's, but there's still time to wrap up something they'll love. Shop great gifts under $50, like the DeWalt Elite Series 100-piece bit set. Plus, if you order by 2 p.m., you get same-day delivery by 8 p.m. Shop December deal drops while you can. Lowe's, we help, you save.
If you run a Shopify store, listen up. Shopify has got you covered for selling, but when your shipping volume grows and you're juggling multiple plugins just to get orders out the door, you need tools that can keep up. Stop duct taping your shipping workflow and use the tools that work better together, like Shopify and ShipStation. Think of ShipStation as Shopify's dedicated shipping partner. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels to save you time and money by automating the entire order fulfillment process. From syncing your orders all the way through inventory management and returns, automate the rate browser to select the lowest rates on shipments with discounts up to 90% off major carriers like USPS, UPS, and FedEx. No wonder businesses that use ShipStation grow 3 times faster on average and ship 15 times more orders. See how ShipStation can help you scale and boost your Shopify sales. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and 4-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.